The foundation and legacy of greatness is built in an early stage. Young men whose character and play become the Giants' formula for success.
What makes the Giants so special is our toughness. No matter what the challenge is, we always rise up and meet it.
It's an idea or a sense that anything it takes to get the job done, whatever it takes to win, whatever is necessary, that's what we're going to do. And that's our only goal, that's our only focus.
Because growing up, you watch the Giants and you watch how successful they were through the 80s and the 90s. And to wear that jersey right now is so special to me. And I'm so excited to come to work every day.
I think as long as you help the younger guys out, because, you know, people pulled you up. I had guys like Sam Madison, R. Dove, that did a great job of pointing me in the right direction. So the best thing I could do is do the same thing to a younger guy and try to help them make their transition smoother from college.
Team first, team last,
team always.
The New York Giants select
and we welcome you to Big Blue Draft Night Live, presented by Verizon from the Timex Performance Center. The New York Football Giants have made their selection with the 19th overall pick in the 2013 NFL Draft, and the Giants go offensive line with Justin Pugh out of Syracuse. We're going to talk about it for the next 30 minutes here on MSG. So glad you can join us. And to break it all down, joining me, two-time Super Bowl champion Carl Banks, class of 1984, and Super Bowl champion Sean O'Hara of the Super Bowl 42 champion New York Giants. And joining us on set, the head coach of the New York Giants, Tom Coughlin. And Coach, congratulations on the selection.
Thanks, Bob. An outstanding pick for us. Justin is a very, very good, played left tackle at Syracuse University, outstanding technician, excellent student, very smart, very technical, utilizes all his ability. We think he has great versatility, can play on the left side, can play right side. He's got big hands. I think he could be a center if we want him to be a center as well. So he can be a very versatile player up front for us who can play either tackle and probably be taught inside as well.
Coach, when you look at the last couple of years when you limped out of training camp and you never really got a cohesive unit, and then Father Time starts to creep in there, did you see the need to just start to evolve that group so that you can get some younger backups and capable backups in there?
Well, it was time to address that. If the best player available happened to be an offensive lineman, we were very excited about being able to help out up front.
Coach, you're obviously happy to have somebody from your alma mater who drafted this high. And, you know, my question is, at the combine, did you get a chance to sit down with him? And what was your – what did you take away from that interview with Justin Pugh?
We did. He answered the question right away because, you know, Mark Ross got right in his face and said, okay, who's the most famous Syracuse alumni? And, of course, the kid came right back.
He's smart.
He was automatically going to be included right away.
Okay.
He probably meant Floyd Little, but he said me, so he knew what he was doing. He was in a job interview, and he was there to impress, and he did.
Well, you talk about his mental capacity, Coach, and the fact that you don't run a simplistic system. It's a lot of adjustments. Talk about his toughness. He played in, you know, inclement weather conference. Talk about how that factors into how he may fit into this.
Well, all of that is taken into consideration, Carl. But the major thing here was that here's a young guy who's a good football player, been a left tackle in his career, demonstrated whether it be the Senior Bowl or against the outstanding competition that Syracuse plays against, that he can go against all types of personnel on the other side of the ball, top flight competition, and do an outstanding job. So, from a technical standpoint, his feet are good. He gets himself in great position. His combo blocks were good. His second level blocks, where he's up at the linebacker level, he did a nice job with that as well. You know, he obviously learns very fast, and he can put what he has learned in the classroom to work on the field, and that was a great advantage for us as we looked at it. It's not easy to come into the National Football League and play or start in the offensive line position, but this young man has not only the ability, the experience, but also we think the intelligence to be able to handle that, maybe multiple positions.
Coach, obviously a lot of quality players when you're picking at 19, and the way the draft sort of unfolded, a lot of names that had been linked to the Giants from the outside. You guys were pretty quick. Were you surprised that Justin was still on the board when you picked?
I don't know if we were surprised, but we were prepared. We had two or three players that we were really excited about that we happened to put together right at that spot. And as it came down to us, some definite picks went in our favor. There was a run, as you well know, on the offensive tackles. But this happened to be a spot right there where we had two or three guys we really liked that if we lost a player right in front of us, we still would have had an outstanding pick.
And I'm guessing you must have breathed a bit of sigh of relief when you saw that San Francisco traded up right in front of you. And knowing what they've just done with their offensive line,
right,
either via the draft or extending guys, you pretty much knew that that guy was safe, right?
We did. We felt like they were not going to take an offensive lineman. The rest of it was speculation, but we felt pretty good about that.
Coach, if you start camp, what position will he begin at, C, T, or G?
Well, we'll talk about that, but in all likelihood, it'll be a tackle spot. Mm-hmm. But as we see the rest of the draft unfold, and then we take a good hard look at our, we've got a couple of guys this spring that perhaps are not going to be able to work, so it'll give us a chance to play them really wherever we want to play them right now. But we'll have to make those decisions based on where we are. Right now, we think of this young man as a tackle.
It's interesting because when you talked about he having the ability to play mm-hmm. all the positions, and I look way back to when I was a rookie and had to learn all the linebacker positions, mm-hmm. that's a tough training
yes,
camp for a young man if you're not mentally prepared for it, because now it's you're learning middle line. He's learning guard. He's learning center. Terminology is the same, but responsibilities change, right?
Very much so. Oh, very much so. Big difference between playing inside at the center of the guard spot and playing at the tackle position. The inside, you know, wherever you are, you don't have very long to make
sure.
up your mind who you're responsible for. But when you're playing inside, it's obviously very difficult because you've got to get the coordination between the centers and the guards, et cetera.
Coach, I've got my Tom Coughlin stat right here in front of me.
Okay.
All right? If we were in a team meeting right now and we're about to start the season, here's what I think you would say. Nine teams last year ran the ball for 2,000 yards or more. Six of those teams made the playoffs. So let's talk about Justin Pugh, how he fits into that aspect, as well as the overall mindset of the offense. Do you feel like he's a better run blocker or pass blocker? And as far as the offensive mindset of, you know, listen, I know we have all the weapons. Mm-hmm. Do we need to run the ball more? Is that something that we're going to try to do? Or, you know, I'm an offensive lineman. I want to run the ball 50
right.
times a game.
Right.
You know that. But
right.
but how, where does that balance lie with
well,
you?
Well, we're always after balance, Sean, as you know. We always are after balance. Some games, some opponents actually take you away from your balance a little bit more than others, but we'd like to maintain that balance. We think we can run the ball. We believe we can run the ball better than we have in the last couple of years. Last year was better than the year before, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
We won the Super Bowl in a year. We didn't rush the ball until we got in the playoffs. So, but we always want that option, and our style is the old hard-nosed, you know, move the line of scrimmage, come off the ball style. We're not an option football team. It's not the way we approach the game. But we think that this guy, we know he's a good pass protector, but he's played in a collegiate situation where they had, if you saw their bowl game against West Virginia, they ran the heck out of the ball.
Sure.
So they've run it and they've thrown it, and he's adapted well and played well in that system at Syracuse.
Coach, you talk about the running game and the fact that you ran it better last year, but it does go hand in hand with green zone efficiency. People think about throwing the ball, but how important is it to really get that physical toughness up front to be able to run it or pass it in the green zone, especially inside the 10?
Wherever you are, you've got to have the good balance. You've got to be able to rush the ball. It's really no different down in there than it is anyplace else. You've got to be productive. You've got to make, you know, yardage on first down to create opportunities on second down. So if you're going backwards, then obviously people have a pretty good idea what you're trying to accomplish. But no matter where you are, we believe in the balance, and this guy gives us a chance to a good, young, smart, technically sound offensive lineman that we think can grasp the system in a rapid style fashion, and make a contribution to our football team right away.
Coach, we appreciate the time tonight. Exciting night for the New York Giants, and good luck with the rest of the draft.
Thank you very much.
That's New York Giants, Tom Coughlin, Giants general manager Jerry Reese, coming up next on Big Blue Draft Night Live, presented by Verizon. And we welcome you back to Big Blue Draft Night Live, presented by Verizon, live from the Timex Performance Center. So glad you can join us here on MSG. The New York Giants, with the 19th pick in the 2013 NFL Draft, go offensive line with Justin Pugh out of Syracuse, Bob Popo along with Carl Banks, Sean O'Hara. And we're joined by the general manager of the New York Giants, Jerry Reese. And Jerry, congratulations on the selection.
Thanks, Bob. We're excited about him.
As we watched the first round of this draft unfold, we saw the run on tackles. Mm-hmm. We saw quality players on the board. What was the decision-making process in going with Justin Pugh, and why was he the best player on your board?
Number one, I just talked to the media, and I said he was the highest guy on our board left on our board. And they thought I was kidding around, but he's absolutely the highest guy left. And things we like about him, Bob, number one, he's versatile. We like our, we like our guys to be able to play multiple positions. We think he play left tackle, right tackle, either guard. And Coach Flaherty thinks he could, he could be even a terrific center at some point if you want him to be. He's one of those guys who's smart, really a clean player, tough, high test score, captain, all those things. He had all the intangibles you like. He's technically sound. All the things you like about him.
Well, Jerry, when you have a need that meets availability or availability that suits a need, how easy was it to select? I know you do your homework, but you're saying, okay, we've limped out of training camp at the offensive line for two straight years. We never mm-hmm. finished with the same group we start with, and yet you had to kind of scramble to find players at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Having some youth there and a guy that you feel is more athletic, that can do more things than one. Was that making it that much an easy choice when it became the availability pick?
Yeah, Carl, it was really an easy choice. It was value and need for us. We realize that the offensive line gets some age, getting up there in age a little bit, but we still feel like that we have some really good players there. But we want to infuse some young offensive linemen to go along with Will Beatty. We're hoping that Jane Brewer can come on. We haven't given up on him. We think he can come on and help us as well. He's versatile. We think he's played some guard for us last year. He can play that XO tight end, the big tight end, and we're going to give him a shot at right tackle as well. So this guy comes in. He plays somewhere for us. He makes a lot of competitive in our offensive line, and you always like competition on your football team.
Jerry, how much pressure do you feel like you're going to have to put on him to come in and contribute right away? I know you mentioned the versatility factor, and mentally I think everything that we've seen and heard and read about Justin is that he shouldn't have a problem picking up this offense. But as far as moving him around, do you want to start him at tackle and then move him around to guard? And then are you worried about that hindering him at all as a player?
I don't think so, Sean. Because, again, he's a high test scorer. He plays like a high test scorer. He's technically sound. So in my eyes, you start him out at tackle, give him reps at tackle, and you give him reps at guard. And even give him some reps at center, and you can have a versatile guy that can jump in there and play anywhere. Obviously he's going to challenge for a starting position for us. But when you have a guy that can do all those things, man, you really get excited about that. That's a lot of value for us.
Well, I tell you, Jerry, it's gonna be a lot of sleepless nights for that young man because, you don't run a simple system. It's a very complex system, and the terminology is the same. But boy, when you're at T, G, or C, it's all a little different, So I'm sure he's capable, and you guys did your homework on it, but I'm sure for him, he's probably saying right now, boy, I got to be on top of my game every single practice.
Well, that's right. He's our kind of guy. He's a Sean O'Hara kind of guy. Right. And I'm serious when I say that. Guys that are smart, guys that are tough, guys are technically sound, guys have the intangibles that you like. So, he's going to fit right in with our group.
Well, that means that he might be moving to center pretty quick. I played left tackle at Rutgers, and when I got to the league, I realized – these pass rushers are a lot better than the ones I went against on Saturday. So, I think when I look at Pugh, I have to be excited for him because coming into this group, and I know this group, fairly well, mm-hmm. and he is going to learn a lot from these guys. Sure. And I know those guys. I know Dave Deal. Mm-hmm. He's a team first guy. He's going to grab this kid and bring him in the O-line room, and he's going to say, here's what you need to do to be a pro. And obviously with the leadership of Flats. I know he's excited. He's going to get an O-line dinner out of this. But then you factor in Chris Snee, Kevin Booth, Beattie. I mean, there's a lot of guys in that room that can really help him and teach him. And how do you think he fits in with that group and how much help that's going to bring to the entire unit?
Well, again, first of all, like you said, we have some pros. We have some real gristle pros in our offensive line. So he can be a welcome addition to come in. He'll be a little hazing probably with him coming in with that group. But they'll welcome him in. They'll realize they'll see the talent right away, and they'll welcome him in, and he'll fit right in with the group.
Jerry, obviously once San Francisco makes the trade, you know that they're not taking an offensive, or you're pretty sure they're not taking an offensive line. But considering what they've done and how they've drafted, any entertaining thoughts of trading back? Was there any kind of real offers? And when there were still other guys on the board, was there any options to move up further?
Well, we talked about moving up a little bit at one point, but nothing ever materialized for us to move up. We got a couple calls, but it was so far back, we didn't want to move that back and lose a guy. You know, sometimes you can move back and try to be cute, and we'll get a couple extra pick, and your guy's gone. Mm. And, you know, we didn't want that to happen. We thought this guy was too good a value for us to, you know, try to be cute and move back all the way down to the bottom of the round, because we got a call to move too far back, and we didn't want to do that.
Jerry, we appreciate the time. Congratulations on the pick.
Okay, thanks, guys. Thanks,
Jerry. More of Big Blue Draft Night Live after this here on MSG.
All right.
Welcome back to Big Blue Draft Night Live, presented by Verizon, live from the Timex Performance Center here on MSG. Bob Papa, Carl Banks, and Sean O'Hara. Three Super Bowls combined between these two, and a young man who now enters that tradition, the offensive lineman from Syracuse, now a New York Giant, Justin Pugh, joins us on the guest line. Justin, Bob Papa, Carl Banks, Sean O'Hara, congratulations on being selected by the New York Giants.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, it's an honor. I mean, it's a dream come true. Perfect fit. You know, I'm staying in state, coming down from Syracuse. I can't wait to get started.
We heard the story from Tom Coughlin that during the Combine interview, Director of College Personnel Mark Ross went right at you and asked you who is the greatest player in Syracuse history. You came up with the right answer, didn't you?
Yeah, I guess so. As my stepdad said, when they picked the call, he said, I guess that first answer you said to Coach Coughlin was the one that put you at that spot. So, yeah, he's a great coach. He was a great player, and I'm just happy to be a New York Giant.
Well, Justin, you know, the coach and general manager here say they talk about your versatility, that you have the athletic skill set to play from center all the way out to tackle. And, you know, there's this old saying in football, especially with the Giants, the more you can do, the more they'll ask of you. So are you prepared to learn right away all three positions? Or if you had to pick one, what would it be?
I'm really just coming in ready to do whatever they want. Whatever position they're going to put me at, obviously I want to master that position first. You don't want to get too ahead of yourself. But I'm prepared to come in and play all five offensive line positions. I think it's something that Syracuse, I played left tackle my entire career there, but I was able to get some work at guard at the Senior Bowl, and then I've been working on center since I declared for the draft. So I really think whatever they want me to come in and play right away, I'm going to try to get that position down first, and then obviously, you know, I want to work on becoming an overall five offensive position player.
Justin, Sean O'Hara here. Congratulations on being a New York Giant. Being from New York, I'm sure you're looking forward to wearing the big blue. Let me ask you this. You're coming into an offensive line group that I'm sure that you've watched a lot of film on. Where do you see yourself fitting in right away? If training camp were to open up tomorrow, where do you see yourself fitting in best to help out this team?
Oh, I mean, I'm not going to put myself at a spot because, I mean, I want to come in, you know, kind of do my rookie diligence, and, you know, you have to do certain things. I just want to come in and compete and make everyone better around me. I'm just coming in, and if they want me to play tackle, I'll play tackle. Guard, I'll play guard. If they want me to learn center, I mean, I've been taking snaps. I'm ready to do that. So I'm just going to come in and compete and try to play whatever position they want me to at the best of my abilities.
Justin, we appreciate the time tonight on an exciting evening for you. The Giants' first-round draft pick taken 19th overall. Justin Pugh, offensive lineman out of Syracuse, is the Giants' first-round selection. We are out of time on this exciting evening as the New York Giants have made their selection. It's Justin Pugh, offensive lineman, versatile player from Syracuse University. That's the Giants' selection on this opening night of the 2013 NFL Draft. For Carl Banks, Sean O'Hara, and our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us here on Big Blue Draft Night Live, presented by Verizon on MSG.